here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti, and tonight we have a very special show as we pay tribute to one of the pioneers of Rochester soccer, an original Lancer who captained the 1963 Italian-American Sport Club side to the U.S. Amateur Cup and was a 2017 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame. Frank Caricchio passed away on Saturday after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 78 years old. Joining us to remember Frank are two of the owners of the original Lancers and longtime members of the Italian-American Sport Club who were friends with Frank for decades. Charlie Sciano and Rudy Lepore will be with us in the second half of the show. We'll also have Michael Lewis in just a moment and Dick Howard talk about Frank and share some stories about him. And also we'll have some news and notes from U.S. and international soccer, especially the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions League, where the Red Bulls, Toronto FC, and the Seattle Sounders are one result away from going into the semifinals. And we'll talk a bit about the Rhinos, too. Some news came out just a couple hours ago about the Rhinos. We'll touch on that as well. But let's now go down to beautiful, sunny South Florida, and the host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Joe Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Hello, Andrew, and welcome to everyone to Soccer's Kick in the Grass. You know, we've been on the air for many years, and I'm pleased to let everyone know that we have expanded, you know, in the last couple of years, we have expanded to Florida, we have expanded to Toronto, we have expanded to New York with our correspondent, and I'm very happy to tell you that Florida looks beautiful. The sky is blue, a little few clouds, and a little windy, but 78 degrees, and I've been wearing my shorts already. I've been in the pool already, so I'm decompressing from the trip.
And we're glad that you're with us, Joe. I know Joe will be down in Florida for a little while, but unfortunately, Joe, you start your Florida part of your venture of the sad note about Frank Caricchio. Frank had been sick for a long time, and we knew this day was going to come. And I guess I'm glad, and we'll talk more, Joe and I will talk more later in the show, but I'm just glad we got to have Frank inducted into the Wall of Fame and the 50th anniversary of the Lancers. We're able to have that with Frank still with us.
Well, certainly, Andrew, Frank's been a personal friend of mine. He's been a personal friend of many people in the Rochester area. He's one of the pioneers of soccer, along with Charlie Sharner and myself and the ownership and many other players that, you know, have worn the jersey of the Rochester Lancers. And certainly, I had the pleasure you know, to be with him in many occasions. I had the pleasure to serve with him at the Italian American Sports Club and as a board member. And I learned a lot from him as well, pertaining to business and to soccer. Of course, you know, Naples was his favorite team. And I'm sure that, you know, everybody that know Frank, that is a passionate fan of the Naples, they all say a prayer for Frank as we know him.
We'll be talking about Frank throughout the show tonight. Let's bring in Michael Lewis, our U.S. soccer correspondent, who got to know Frank through his work as a member of the Lancers Wall of Fame Committee. Michael's appearance brought to you by Olindo Food Service, 1510 Lyle Avenue, 647-1985, or olindofoodservice.com is the website. And Michael, and it just seems like we keep having these shows more frequently lately than we have in the past, with, you know, paying tribute to our friends who have passed away.
Yes, unfortunately, big losses in the last month, February 8th or 9th, Wayne Fuller passed away, and this past Saturday, Frank did as well. Unfortunately, so the circle of life, I guess, as they say. I did not see Frank play when he played. I really didn't know too much about soccer, but I got a chance to talk to Frank years later several times. For some stories and for research for my book about the Lancers, and I always thought it was interesting to find out about the background of various players. And Frank did come from Italy, came over around the age of 12, and guess what he did? He played soccer at Charlotte High School and was a big-time goal-scoring forward for the team, made the All-Scholastic team by the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. That could be the earlier version of All Greater Rochester. As we all know, he went to the Italian American Sport Club, and where he became a fullback. He wasn't the first player to choose, and won't be the last. It's funny, he had a big passion for the game. He was one of those players back in the day who, whatever money he received for playing the beautiful game, he took, but he didn't play it for the money. He played it because he loved it. During his stint with the Italian American Sport Club, he wound up serving in the Army for a six-month period, and he managed to get weekend passes to play for the Rochester team. It was a long drive from Fort Dix, I guess, but it was well worth it to playing for some key matches for them, especially during their cup run during the 1962-63 season, which they won the Amateur Cup. And, you know, you'd go into the office and, one of these commanding officers would say, you're getting another weekend pass to play soccer. And at that time, as we all know, soccer was not very high on the radar. But Frank was definitely one of those great pioneers of the game.
He certainly was, Michael. And Joe, I know that 63 season must have been, you were part of the club. It was something very special. And say Frank was the captain of the team, and he led the team to that championship. And it meant so much to not just the Italian community, but the whole city of Rochester.
Certainly, Andrew, Frank was a leader in every respect. It's funny that Mike noted the transition that Frank made from forward when he played at Charlotte High School, and then he became a fullback, and he was an excellent fullback. And, he also coached at Aquinas. He coached the women's team at Aquinas and several other places as well. So he knew the game very well, and he enjoyed being a teacher as well.
He certainly did, and he was taught young people, hundreds, maybe even thousands of young people learned the game from Frank through his work with the youth teams in the summer and also at the high school level. And at frontrowsoccer.com, there's a number of articles about Frank. You can read about his background in the game and his life. And one that you might want to particularly look at is the 1967 article. The game was 1967. It was the first game ever of the Rochester Lancers on May 30th, and starting at fullback for the Rochester Lancers was Frank Coricchio in that very first match against Concordia of Germany, exhibition match. So he was there right from the beginning and played three seasons for the Lancers, 67 to 69, just missed out going into the North America American Soccer League. But we'll have more. We'll talk more about Frank during the show with Dick Howard and Charlie Shiano, Rudy Lepore. But Michael, I want to get back. I want to talk a bit about what's happening with MLS. It may have been the biggest week for MLS maybe ever because of their results in the Champions League. Three MLS teams won against three Mexican teams and leading the way with the Red Bulls winning on the road in Tijuana. And Luis Robles played out of his mind in goal with a shutout. And the second leg is tomorrow at Red Bull Arena, and the Red Bulls have to be heavily favored to get into the semifinals.
Yeah, whether willing, I'll be at Red Bull Arena. The Red Bulls will have to go out of their way not to make it, but stranger things obviously have happened in sports. Fantastic performance by the team last week. As the old saying goes, Robles stood on his head, and Bradley Wright Phillips showed how dangerous and lethal he could be. He didn't have very many chances, but he took them well. The Red Bulls right now, after seeing them dismantle Portland with essentially their second team this Saturday night, has to be rated very, very high among MLS clubs. From what I've seen in the short amount of time, this is the deepest team, and they could make some history by going to the semifinals. I think they will. The other two teams might have it a little more difficult because they're going to be playing on the road, Toronto and Seattle. And we all know when MLS teams play in Mexico, it's a lot more difficult. But the fact that they do have the lead at the moment, I'd rather have the lead than coming from behind in any sport. So this could be, a like you said, a very, very big week for MLS. If one team makes it, that's a big deal. Two or three teams, that's mind-boggling.
It is, and we'll talk about the Toronto match with Dick Howard in a moment. But the Seattle Chivas match down in Guadalajara, Seattle's up 1-0 thanks to Clint Dempsey's goal in the first leg. If the Red Bulls in Seattle win, they would play each other in the semifinals, which would certainly be great. I think great for MLS to would guarantee a MLS team in the final. And you mentioned Seattle; they're certainly playing well. NYCFC, boy, what a performance yesterday against LA Galaxy. David Villa doing it again, and they're flying high just like the Red Bulls.
You know, NYCFC had a magnificent performance against in Kansas City in their season opener, 2-0, at a place where teams are lucky to get out of there with a point. Yesterday, they had a very good first half. The second half, not so good. But then again, you have to remember there's always that other team on the other side of the field, the LA Galaxy, trying to get back in the game. And they made the NYCFC sweat. And a reminder, you do not, you know, miss your chances. I think if NYCFC got that third goal, the game would have been over, but they couldn't put that away. But they're 2-0 for the first time, their best start ever. Granted, it's only their fourth season. But, you know, this year in New York, this could be a lot of fun because not only are they're good teams, they're very good teams. And I think both teams have good depth. And, you know, the regular season could be a lot of fun this year. Playoffs, that's a different animal. Maybe the playoffs will be a lot of fun. I know it's early. I try not to get on the bandwagon too much too early. But from what I've seen of both teams, they're pointed in the right direction. And like I said, this could be a lot of fun here watching two MLS sides during the regular season in the New York area.
It certainly will be, and NYCFC is currently second overall in the league behind the biggest surprise maybe in MLS in a long time, LA Football Club, the top team in the league right now after two games, and they have dismantled both opponents on the road. Seattle, winning in Seattle is very difficult, and then Salt Lake, 5-1 winners. And they don't play at home for another, I think, four games. When they open that Bank of California Stadium, that's going to be something special. And they'll open it up against the Sounders in later April. But what a surprise that this team, out of nowhere, with Bob Bradley at the helm, is top of the MLS table right now.
Yeah, you know, no doubt about that. I mean, I think I always suspected this team is going to be quite competitive just because of Bob Bradley and some of the players he brought in. But the way they, you know, they're winning, and, you know, winning 5-1, you know, in the home opener for Real Salt Lake. I hate to use the phrase again, mind-boggling, but it is. I think other teams are going to figure out LAFC. When I say figure out, I don't think they're going to be routing teams by that score necessarily, but they'll probably knock it down a couple of goals. But, you know, I always have the utmost respect for Bob Bradley. He knows how to put together a team, whether it's a club or for country. And, you know, I'm not surprised that they're winning. I am surprised at the way they're winning, though. Pleasantly surprised.
And their next game, I believe, yes, next, they don't play again until the 31st, and it'll be against the Galaxy, the first meeting between the L.A. teams. Mark that one on your calendar. It's going to be nationally televised on Fox at 3 o'clock on Easter Saturday. So mark it down. It should be something to watch. But, Michael, I know you have a big soccer event tonight that you have to go to, so we appreciate you coming on early to talk about Frank Coricchio and give us our MLS report. And we'll talk to you next Monday when we get the report on the Red Bulls hopefully going to the semifinals of the Champions League.
Well, definitely, and I appreciate you having me on early because the event starts in a few minutes. But thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a good one, gentlemen.
Have a good one. Michael Lewis on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, Dick Howard will join us. He'll share his memories of Frank Coricchio. We'll talk also about Toronto FC and Tigres in the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions League and the latest news from the world of soccer on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Aria fresca, var già una festa, che bella cosa la giornata del sole.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report with Dick Howard brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, located at 2005 Lyle Avenue, engaged just over the border from the city of Rochester. DavidOlivoDMD.com is the interactive website, or call the office to make an appointment for consultation or to get your teeth cleaned at 328-3382. Dick, thanks for being with us. I know it's a sad day, and you're one of the people who can say that you played alongside Frank, actually in behind Frank Curricchio for the Rochester Lancers.
That's right. It's certainly sad news, and my condolences to the Curricchio family. I have to give credit to Frankie. I'm sure kicked all in one shot off the line, and he's a solid defender, you know, or a team player. And the great thing about a Frank Curricchio, great contribution to the game. You know, the lifeblood of the game, the work that he did in the schools and with club teams in the Rochester area, I think was tremendous, Andrew, and I think reflects the kind of person he was. He just loved the game and loved being involved.
He certainly did. And so he was the starter of the boys' soccer program at Mother of Sorrows School in Greece, coached the Greece Thunder Girl travel team to five state championships, all the while working at Kodak. After he retired, he coached Greece Athena to four league championships, a 34-match unbeaten streak, and was named Greater Rochester Girls High School Coach of the Year in 1996. So, Joe, I know that Frank loved kids, and he loved to share his love for soccer with the kids throughout his life.
Well, certainly. He was one of the guys that made the Lancer famous. He was a leader, and it's an unforgettable guy.
So, Dick, what are some of your memories of some matches maybe that you played in for the Lancers with Frank?
Well, I remember I came over at the back end of the season in 67, 68, and 69, and got to know him more in the 69 season. And the thing about Frank Curricchio is he was so steady. You know, he's a tough tackling defender. And the thing that I always was impressed with him was his attitude. You know, he's always very positive and a leader on and off the field. And as I say, you need that kind of person in the back of the team, in the defense. And Frank was, as I say, a very solid player. I don't know who I would compare him to, Joe, in the Juventus team. You'd probably compare him to a Bazzagli, maybe, or something like that. But he certainly was very consistent.
Well, certainly he was a hard player. He played hard, and he had a hell of a kick, I tell you. The whole thing we can say is that he was a complete player.
Yes, it's a good word to use, and as you say, it's always sad when you hear the passing of a former teammate. But as I say, in following his career after the Lancers, I was really impressed with, and you mentioned all the success he had, whether it be the school or the club level, you know, and players that he got into Division One and Division Two university teams. Great legacy.
He certainly was, and because the hundreds and maybe thousands of kids that were coached by Frank will have that. The things that he instilled in them, not just on the soccer field, but as part of life, will be with them forever. And I know that tomorrow, I'm sure, they'll be at the wake, which will be at Thomas Funeral Home up on Lake Avenue from 4 to 8. I'm sure there'll be plenty of soccer players there visiting, and I'll be going in to represent Soccer as a Kick in the Grass. Also, his two nieces, Anna Maria and Marisa, I went to Cardinal Mooney with them, and I graduated with Anna Maria, so I'll certainly be going and pay my respects. It certainly is. Well, Dick, a happier moment for soccer certainly will be tomorrow in Toronto. I'm sure that the country will be watching as they go into the volcano down in Monterey to take on Tigres with a 2-1 lead, a very tenuous lead. Tigres has that away goal, but Toronto FC only needs a draw to go into the semifinals. What do you think about the match?
They're going to have their hands full tomorrow. The Tigres has not lost in the last 23 home games. As you mentioned, the El Volcan, the volcano, 42,000 passionate fans, very intimidating environment. And in this kind of a game, I think the first goal is important, because if TFC can get an early goal, then obviously it changes the game. If Tigres get it, it'll put them on a roll. And with Andre Pierre Gignac, you know, he scored a golazo at the weekend against Tijuana in a 1-0 win for Tigres. One thing that TFC has done, though, and they were really getting well prepared for this game, they flew into Monterrey on a charter on Sunday just to get acclimatized. And as I say, if Alex Bono, Michael Bradley and the defense can defend as well as they did in the most part of the game in Toronto, they could get a result, but it's going to be a really tough test for them. This is what it's all about, you know, isn't it, when you're playing in this kind of competition and when you're playing against arguably the top team in Mexican football.
That's right. And one good, like you said, mentioned it, Toronto has one advantage. They did not have a match this week in Major League Soccer, so they're going to be going in there well-rested, while Tigres had a match on Saturday against Tijuana, which was a tough match. I think, Dick, honestly, my key to the game is going to be Alex Bono, because you've got the experience on the field with Michael Bradley, Jozy Altidore, and Sebastian Giovinco. Alex Bono is going to be under a lot of pressure, and you wonder, is he going to play like Luis Robles played in Tijuana for Red Bulls, or is he going to have the jitters? And as a goalie, what would you do?
And one thing is, a tactical aspect is, in the game in Toronto, there were several dangerous crosses in the latter part of the game, and they were all directed towards Gignac, who was very good in the air, and Bono cut them out and anticipated them well. And I think this is something where he has an edge, because a lot of the goalkeepers in the Mexican League are line goalkeepers, don't come off the line very often, and don't dominate the box that maybe they should do. And Bono certainly did. And if he can do that, then, as you say, the supply line to Gignac is cut off to a certain extent.
As they say, if Toronto can get a result on there, it would be a famous result for TFC, maybe the biggest win, maybe even bigger than the MLS Cup, if they can go into the semifinals, where they could face potentially Club America.
It's going to be an incredible atmosphere, and you know, I know there's a lot of interest in the Toronto area, and I'm sure you're generating the interest of fans that can pick up the game in Rochester.
It'll be on Univision Deportes, where I watched all the games last week. And
10 o'clock kickoff.
And it's going to be a great match. And I just mentioned, if Toronto gets through, they could face Club America and have been played down in the Azteca. Like, oh, my goodness. That
would
be
something
special.
I'll tell you what, Andrew, and then Joe will testify to this. If they defend as well as Juventus defended against Tottenham Hotspur last week, they gave a clinic on defending. I thought it was fantastic, Chiellini and company. And if TFC can play like that, they will get a result. I was really impressed. Tremendous performance by Juventus.
Dick, I must say that one of the I tell you what I did after the goal was scored prior to the first half. I said, "Segway, I didn't. I was taping it, so I turned the TV off because I was. I said that'll be the end of it, and then I put the TV on." If that was all done, so I said I'm going to watch now, just thinking that we, you know, and what a wonderful 3 minutes that evolved.
Incredible atmosphere. Just great, you know. As I say, if you wanted to see how to defend, then they did it in blocking shots, cutting out crosses. It was a superb display by the Juve team. And a great result against.
I took Chiellini to be the best player.
Obviously, a lot of people felt there was a shame
in
that first game in Turin.
I think that Chiellini was the key to the whole thing.
You guys were talking over each other, but that's okay. Juventus did a great, great job, and they will go into the round of eight, and we'll find out the other round of eight teams. This week we've got Manchester United hosting Sevilla tomorrow. They're 0-0 after the first leg. Roma is down 2-1 to Shakhtar Donetsk, where they have that away goal, which could be play big. Betsikas, well, they're down 5-0 to Bayern. I think that's even in Turkey, I don't think Betsikas could come back. Sorry to our good friend Bob Turgut, but I think it's all over.
And you'll
for
be very interested in the Barcelona Chelsea game.
Oh, yeah, 1-1. So anything can happen, and Chelsea has gotten results in at the Camp Nou Stadium before. So we'll see. Messi just had his baby. We'll see if that has an impact on the game, if he's going to be thinking more about his baby than about the match. But these two teams,
maybe, but it's going to be a game. As will the Manchester United game. You know, people are talking about that David De Gea save, which kept Sevilla off the score sheet, which was maybe very critical in this tie, but I think at Old Trafford, Man U should have the edge, as should Roma in the Olympic Stadium against Shakhtar.
Well, those games on Tuesday, will again, because of daylight savings, the games are at 3:45, and the Sevilla game against Manchester United will be on Fox Sports 1. The Roma game will only be available online, unfortunately. Sorry, Joe. Wednesday, there are actually two different start times. So Bayern, Munich, and Betsikas will play at 1:30 because of the Turkey. It's a big time difference there. And then Chelsea and Barcelona, that's at 3:45. Those will be on Fox Sports 2 on Wednesday. So a lot of things happening this week, Dick. And certainly we're thinking about Frank and his family. But soccer just keeps moving along, even with the people passing away, and you know, things just have to keep moving forward. So, Dick,
yeah,
good luck.
No, good. Fun memories, and as I say, my condolences to the Cricchio family. I wish I could be with you all tomorrow.
Thank you, Dick. And we'll talk tomorrow, or talk next Monday. Hopefully, we'll be talking about a famous Toronto FC result.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But big test, but a chance to really make a name for themselves if they can get a result in Monterrey.
Thanks, Dick. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, Andrew.
Ciao,
Dick.
Take care.
Ciao, Joe.
Bye-bye, Dick. Dick Howard on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the former owner of the North American Soccer League, Rochester Lancers, and the host emeritus of Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, Charlie Sciano, as remember, Lancers Wall of Famer, Frank Caricchio, on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
While the winds murmur by as they ride from afar, all my memories awaken 'neath each bright watching star. Play for one who's forsaken, all my Roman guitar.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Glacier Ridge Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Glacier Ridge Sports Park is home to a large indoor driving range and golf simulator, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, Rochester Lancers Youth Academy, and the Glacier Ridge Dead Zone. Check us out at GlacierRidgeSportsPark.com.
Cougia Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
I eat Aunt the pasta twice just because she is so nice, Angelina.
It's a beautiful Italian music here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass tonight. Andrew Battisti here in Rochester, New York. Joe Sirianni in Miami, Florida. And tonight we're paying tribute to the late Frank Curricchio, an original member of the Rochester Lancers and a captain of the 1963 U.S. Amateur Cup champion Italian-American Sport Club team. Frank passed away on Saturday at the age of 78 after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. And we're very happy to be joined now by a gentleman who knew Frank for many years, the host emeritus of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and the owner of the NASL Rochester Lancers, Charlie Sciano. Charlie's appearance brought to you by Allstate Insurance and local agent Ezzo Scolo. Two locations, 12 corners in Brighton and East Rochester, Country Club Plaza. ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com is the website. Scolo spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. Charlie, thanks for joining us on the show tonight.
Andy, it's my privilege, and I'm really honored to be asked to talk about Frank, because he was our first Lancer captain, and back in 67, and you're right, he was the captain of the Italian American Sports Club when they won the Amateur Cup. It's hard to think of Frank as not being with us, because in those early days in 67 and 68, we played in the American Soccer League, and this was a very tough league, a very physical league. And Frank was our right fullback. And he was just so steady. There was never a question of having any problems on the right side with Frank there. And he was a very calming influence. And I don't know, if Joe might want to chime in, but there are so many great memories I have of Frank as a player and as a leader. He was just always there, always competent, always cool. Under fire, nothing rattled Frank when he was on that field. I'm so proud to have had him as a player, and I had the opportunity to coach him in a few games. And I got to tell you, Andy and Joe, it was just an honor to be associated with Frank, because he was just dependable, hardworking, never gave us a problem, and just a beautiful man, and a very great soccer player.
Yeah, I concur completely with what Charlie just said, and I also want to add one thing that in our travel, whatever we went, whether we traveled by bus or we traveled by plane, Charlie and Frank and a few other guys that would all engage themselves in a game of cards, and I don't know who really won, but they shared their passion for doing all the things that they're doing. And Frank, I can only say this, that in life you meet a lot of people that they have character, that have passion, and they have respect, because that's the whole thing that we dwell on in life, is respect for others. And Frank had respect for his teammates, he had respect for the opponents. But during the game, he never hesitated, and he took no prisoner. So he was that kind of a player. And my heart is with his family. I know Anne Marie, and I know his daughters. So even though I'm in Florida, I want to extend my condolence to them, with a heartfelt symptom.
You know, Andy, just and Joe, I want to recall the 1967 game against the Boston Tigers. Now, that was the Boston Tigers was our first game in the American Soccer League, and they had this fantastic Brazilian center forward, and he was great. I forget his name, Joe, but he
Benitez.
Scored four goals against us in the opening game of the American Soccer League in 67. We had to play the Boston Tigers, then I think the premier team in the American Soccer League. And we were coming up for the second home game, and that was my first game I was going to coach. And I guess I had all these guys who I really relied on, and I hadn't practiced, but I decided at the last minute to play a 3-3 zone and make one of our left fullback just mark the Brazilian center forward. And I knew that I had Frank Curricchio, Dennis Jones, Don Lauca, and I had holding Mauro Felipe as a holding midfielder. So I really had I had to improvise and chalk all this out for the guys. And I was nervous as hell. It was Frank who came over to me and said, take it easy, Charlie. We know what you want us to do. We'll do it. Just have confidence in us. And we won that game, first game under lights in Rochester, a professional soccer game, because we put up the telephone poles and attached lights to the telephone poles. But that was and Frank played a magnificent – the defense was magnificent. They scored the first goal, but we scored the next five. And Frank was – Frank and Dennis Jones and Lauca and Mauro Felipe were fantastic playing that zone that I had devised. And we just shut out the great scorer they had. He didn't touch the ball. And I've told the story before about what happened when they – when our defensive player who was marking him got in a, they got in a fight. But it was Frank who was a calming influence back there and did a hell of a job, I got to tell you. And I can tell you, we had to travel to tough places to play, like Philadelphia Ukrainian Nationals, where you know, I thought you were playing in the Kremlin. And it was really kind of tough. It was really kind of tough. And that's when the crowd attacked us. And but Frank was with us through all those hard times. And playing up in Hartford when the same thing happened, when the crowd, we're beating them, the crowd ended up attacking us. We had to wait till the police arrived to get on the bus. Joe, you remember
don't see
those
that
guys?
Anymore. Unless you're West Ham fans, you don't see that anymore. But that's just incredible stories, Charlie. I mean, and I guess you need somebody like Frank, who was, like I said, the calming influence, the professional guy who never got rattled, because it'd be very easy to get rattled when you're playing in an intimidating environment like you saw in the old American Soccer League.
And they were intimidating, Andrew. Believe me, I kid you not. They were intimidating. And it was kind of fun because of the game in Philadelphia. Because Don Lauca was Ukrainian, and he said to me, "Hey Charlie, they're going to attack us at the end of the game." I said, "What do you mean attack us?" He said, "Just like you know, Lone Ranger and Tonto, and they're surrounded by the Indians." And the Lone Ranger said, "We're in deep trouble." And
I remember Donald that.
Said, "What do you mean we, white man?" that was how I felt when Lauca said they're going to attack you guys, not me. And they did. But Frank lived through all that with us. So he was just, I can't tell you, he was like a lion. He had the heart of a lion. He played with so much intensity, and he left everything on the field. And I'm not even going to talk about his wonderful work with the Italian American Sports Club, but I mean, just a deeply religious guy. Faithful to his sport, loved the sport. And, you know, he coached a women's team to the state finals, a high school team, so he was more than just a player. He was also a teacher. And I get too many guys, you don't see too many players like that. Frank was a calm, super guy and a great friend of soccer and the Lancers, and we just will always remember him as being a real lion-hearted player.
Because the one regret is that he didn't have a chance to play in the North American Soccer League because it was at the end of his career.
Well, you know, he aged out, and then things got wild. And, of course, the American Soccer League was a lot – our travel was a lot more extensive as we got to go, went from the West and the South. And the American Soccer League was really like isolated in the Northeast with Boston and Washington, Baltimore and Newark being the faraway places. But, I mean – and then again, there was always New York City and Inter and Enzo Magliosi, but that was always, that's another legend of a story, another time, another place. But those were unforgettable days, really unforgettable. And Frank was one of the leaders. Well, he was the leader of our team. He was the captain on the field, our first Lancer captain, and I'm so proud that he was made a mark for himself in the world of soccer. And I'm just so proud of him as a friend.
Well, Charlie, just you and I think that we need to express our sympathy to all his family, his friends, and everybody that comes to the Italian American Sports Club for lunch every day, and they ask about him. There's some invariably the people that I sit with on Thursday, they always ask about Frank during this illness thing. And I think that the Lord has been good to him now, and he's got a place for him where they can play soccer in the sky.
Well, I got to tell you, Joe and Andy, just briefly, he was always loyal to the Italian American Sports Club, and he and Anne Marie donated their time and their efforts. And as you went in for the luncheon every other Thursday, which is a great luncheon every other Thursday at the Sports Club, Frank was always at the door. Welcoming you and helping you find a seat. If you didn't have a reservation, he would help you find a reservation. All that was time donated. Even when he had some tragedy in the family, Frank would come in. Even when he was ill, he'd come in. That's the type of guy he was. Just had a great heart, a real lion-hearted guy. I mean, I can't tell you. He was always there, reliable, dependable, super guy, very loyal.
Charlie, we appreciate you coming on tonight and talking about Frank. We're all going to miss him very much. Again, if you want to pay tribute, if you knew Frank, if you're a soccer player or played for Frank, 4 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, Thomas Funeral Chapel up on Lake Avenue near Charlotte Beach. And the funeral is at Holy Cross Church on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Up near Charlotte. So,
well,
Charlie, thanks so much.
There. Take care, be well. And thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to talk about a great guy.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank
Charlie Schiavone.
Okay, thank you, Charlie.
The man who, without him, we wouldn't have soccer in Rochester or this show here today on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, remembering Frank Curricchio. Before we go to our break, real quick, we do want to mention that there was news that came out today about the Rhinos that, this is a quote here from Tim Curtin of the City of Rochester Corporation Council regarding Capelli Sports Stadium. The city and tenant, who are the Rhinos, are actively engaged in negotiation, and the city is satisfied with the progress of the negotiation. We do not see a need to enforce the deadline, which was today at this time. Deadline meaning the Rhinos would be kicked out of the stadium as we make progress in our discussions. That's all we know right now, but it's really good news, Joe. It looks like progress is being made, and we're going to be seeing soccer and events at the stadium, knock on wood, this coming spring and summer.
That's a relief, Andrew, and I'm glad the Coolhead prevail.
And me too. So, again, well, as soon as we have more details, or the Rhinos, they're in a quiet period right now where they can't talk to the media, but when we get that, when that's cleared, we will certainly have members of the Rhinos management on our show to talk through what has happened and what the future holds for the Rhinos. When we take our final break, when we come back, we'll be joined by one of the founders of the Lancers and the Italian American Sport Club itself, Rudy Lepore, as we pay tribute to the late Frank Curricchio here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
One of my favorite songs. This is Inter Battisti and Joe Suriani on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Tonight we're paying tribute to the late Frank Curricchio, who was the captain of the Rochester Lancers, the first captain of the team, the captain of the Italian-American Sport Club team that won the Amateur Cup in 63. And he did so much for the Italian-American Sport Club, served as president for a number of years, was a member of the club, I believe almost 60 years. And the gentleman who knows more about the Italian-American Sport Club than anybody, one of the founders of the club, joins us now, Rudy Lepore. And Rudy's appearance is brought to you by Faber Homes, 3240 Charlie Avenue. Number to call if you're looking for a new home, 889-4840, or visit faberhomes.com. Rudy, thank you so much for being with us on the show.
It's my pleasure.
So you knew Frank for probably upwards of 60 years from when he came and started to play for the club.
Yeah, I met Frank when he was playing soccer at Charlotte High School. I think he was 13 and 14 years old. His brother was a member of the team, and he said to me one day, "Well, Rudy, I mean, I was just in the club for a couple of years." And he said, "You know what? The team, you know, got a couple old-timers at that time. They were just approaching 30. He said, "But my brother, I mean, he's just a wild man, and he's got soccer in his veins, and that's all he lives for and breathes about, and he eats soccer. He's a champ here at Charlotte High School. He's carried that team along. They never had been recognized in the sports field, but here it is in soccer, and you got to come down and watch him." So I went down reluctantly and said, "Well, you know, 13-year-old or 14, I mean, how good could he possibly be?" Well, he was overwhelming, and he was so good that we insisted that he be a member of the club, even though he was still too young. But he started playing, and as he grew older and he graduated from high school, and he became a permanent member of the team, and he was the captain when we had that illustrious year, 1963, and Frank was so instrumental in winning those games. And one of the qualifying games in which we were behind 1-0 up until the last possible second, we had in which to tie the game, and Frank was playing center forward, and balloon, he made a spectacular kick, and he tied the game, and we went on to overtime, and we won the game. And Frank was instrumental in both. He was excellent in the offense and defense. He just gave everything he had. And he's done that for the last 50 years he's been with the club. He's been the president. He's been in charge. Been on the board of directors for a number of years. He was one of the all-time favorites of the club and was voted on as a life member some 25 years ago. And he's always been a devoted member and a soccer enthusiast that you can't believe. What more can I tell you to fill in between? The record speaks for himself. Frank was always around, always there when we needed him, and he took over a couple of big projects for the sport club itself. We're very proud of him, and of course, we just mourn his demise and the respect that we all have for Frank, because whatever he took on, even though it may not have been on the field of soccer, but as a member, as a president, and as a member of the board of directors, he was never took a second place. always there.
Well, one of the things, Nuri, that we also got to say, Frank had a beautiful wife that accompanied him in all the things that he did at the club. They were inseparable, and they both worked their butt off to make the community, to make the sports club a very good organization. Not only for the lunch, but for decorating and all that kind of thing. The Anne Marie had a very nice set.
They were a team, Joe, I'll tell you that. And if you want to talk about people that have contributed making the sports club what it is today, several of your sponsors, number one, Enzo Scola. I mean, he gives his all to whenever we need him. For anything at all, he's in charge of so many committees, and he's got a terrific amount of people and things on his plate. But he, you know, the old saying: if you need something done, you know, ask someone who's very busy. You know, make sure he makes time to do it. And that was Anne Marie and Frank and a number of your people there in the Kick in the Grass, including you, Joe. You've been with the Italian Americans for some 60 some odd years, and that's how long we've known you. And I've been kidding you for 60 years, and you've been taking it. One of these days, it's going to be reversed. But, Joe, and your staff there, I mean, look at what soccer has done just over the last few years. I noticed the opening day yesterday of the MLS, and I noticed some of the crowds. I mean, 81,000 in Atlanta, 26,000 in New York. Both teams are playing in New York. One in Newark, and of course the other in New York City, and everything is growing, and soccer is really here. No question about that, and it's a wonderful thing. And then people like you, and the people in your staff, and the people who love soccer so much, that this is what's happened. Charlie Shadow, Pat DeNolfo, Peter O'Brien, and the old timers who were with the Rochester Lancers when we first started. And if it wasn't for people like that, we wouldn't be soccer wouldn't be where it is today.
That's right, Rudy.
Pat DeNolfo and Charlie Shannon. I mean, they've done just wonders.
Well, you were a key because you corralled them in the closet over there. You and Tony Pulano.
Yes, I met him,
Charlie, and Pat.
They become
involved in soccer.
$250, and we had probably 50 people from the Rochester area, from all walks of life, all ethnic backgrounds. Everybody that was interested in soccer were interested in getting something started when we joined the American Soccer League. But all that is history now, and it's just wonderful, and here we are. We've attained such notoriety. It's a pleasure. And talking about Frank, I mean, you just can't stop talking about Frank. Frank loved the Italian American Sport Club. It was in his blood, no question about it. And
Rudy,
he loved soccer.
And he loved Naples.
Yeah, that's he did. Rudy, thank you.
Loved Napoli.
We're almost out of time, Rudy. Thank you so much for being with us on the show and sharing these memories of Frank. And thank you for all you do for the sport club. If it wasn't for you and the members that started the club back in the day, we wouldn't have soccer in Rochester. So thank you for all you've done for the sport.
Well, thank you very much. And thank Joe Sirianni. He was right there with us all the way.
Yeah.
Well, have a good night. Enjoy your program. It's great.
Thank you, Rudy. That's Rudy Lepore.
Bye-bye. Thanks again.
One of the founders of the Italian American Sport Club here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Joe, it was a quick show as usual. And certainly, again, for those who want to pay tribute to Frank, the wake will be tomorrow at Thomas Fear Home at Lake Avenue near Charlotte. It starts at 4 o'clock, goes till 8, and then the funeral will be at 11 a.m. at Holy Cross Church in Charlotte on Wednesday. And again, my deepest condolences to the family. As I said, you know, Anna Maria and Marisa, his nieces, I've known them for over 40 years myself. And we wish them all the best. And Joe, thank you for doing the show down in Florida. Hopefully next week we'll have to be a little happier show. But it's always good to remember the pioneers of soccer.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
And that'll do it for our show. We want to thank Charlie Shiano, Rudy Lepore for being on, as well as, of course, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, Joe Sirianni, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Special thanks to Bob for helping us set up all the equipment that we are using for the remote broadcast with Joe. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for our next edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buona notte.
Good night, everyone.
City of a million moonlit places.
City of a million warm embraces.
Where I found the one of all the faces. But evil death, cheer woman.
Goodbye, goodbye to Rome.
City of a million moonlit places.
City of a million warm embraces.
Where I found the one of all the faces.
Far from home.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsford, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.